Now to the latest chilling revelations about potential war crimes in Sri Lanka. A British documentary maker has released photographs that he says prove that the 12-year-old son of a Tamil rebel leader was killed at close range and in a calculated way during the civil war and was not caught in crossfire, as Sri Lankan authorities have claimed. The Sri Lankan government has dismissed the pictures, describing them as doctored, but the documentary is set to add pressure to the government ahead of a UN Human Rights Council meeting on Sri Lanka next month. Lexi Metherill has our report.
For decades, Velapillai Prabhakaran was the Sri Lankan military's most wanted man. He founded the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, which is prescribed as a terrorist group in many countries, including by the Department of Foreign Affairs in Australia. The secretary of the Australasian Federation of Tamil Associations is Dr. Victor Rajakalendran.
He guided them and led them to the end of the war, you know, so he was the unchallenged leader of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam.
Velapillai Prabhakaran was killed by the Sri Lankan military on May the 18th, 2009, which is considered the last day of the 26-year-long civil war. His 12-year-old son, Balachandran, died the day after. The military's maintained he died after being caught in crossfire, but that assertion has been challenged in a new British documentary called No Fire Zone.
I think it's difficult to calculate how great the consequences may be if we, the world, continue in this absolute failure to address the truth and the horror of what has happened in Sri Lanka.
The documentary's uncovered a series of photographs which suggest a chilling chain of events. The first pictures show the boy sitting in a bunker surrounded by sandbags, eating a snack. The last, allegedly taken just 2 hours after the first, show his limp body, shirtless, with 5 bullet holes in his chest. Forensic pathologist Professor Derek Pounder of Scotland's University of Dundee analysed the pictures for the documentary.
He's been shot by someone standing in front of him with the end of the gun within a few feet of his body. So that would be psychological torture in itself.
Callum McRae, who made the film, says the photos prove the boy was not killed accidentally, but in a calm and calculated way.
The fact that this can have happened, this child can have been killed in that way with apparent impunity, indicates something that is systemically wrong in that situation. It indicates that there is a policy of tolerance, no action has been taken, and that means that the people responsible for this go right to the very top of the army.
Sri Lankan officials reject the suggestion the boy was killed in cold blood.
I do not give any credibility to these photographs.
Sri Lanka's High Commissioner to Australia, Admiral Tassara Samarasinghe, says it's not helpful for the country's reconciliation process for such issues to be raised, and he won't comment on how Balachandran Prabhakaran died.
I don't have to tell these learned people how terrorists are killed. How terrorists confront.
But this is not a terrorist. I mean, is it? This is a 12-year-old boy.
12-year-old, where was he? Right? Where was he? What was he doing at that particular time? And these things, a lot of things can be doctored. Today, the photographic evidence is absolutely not truth.
The full documentary will be released next month. It's timed to coincide with a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council, which will consider a report on how to promote accountability in Sri Lanka. Dr. Victor Rajakalendran from the Federation of Tamil Associations says the council needs to demand that Sri Lanka carry out an independent investigation into evidence of war crimes or be subject to an international inquiry.
That should be the resolution. Asking Sri Lanka to do it within a period, otherwise we will bring a motion in the Security Council, a resolution in the Security Council to carry out an international investigation. In my feelings, there is no other way other than an international independent investigation to find out what has really happened.
Secretary of the Australasian Federation of Tamil Associations, Dr. Victor Rajakalendran, ending Lexi Metherill's report.